Hello, everyone. Today I'll talk about the question of searching and discovering software in general in the world of computing, and more specifically when it comes to the Geeks Package Manager. So, actually, a couple of years ago, so there was this guy, he invented the World Wide Web in 1989, and 20 years later, he gave this TED Talk, which I think is quite amazing. I really recommend it, The Next Web. And asking about the linking of data. So it's a good thing to put data there on the internet, but how do we find it? And how do we correlate data with each other? That's a very good question. I mean, it's a very general question. And I think it really applies to software as well, how we find packages and how packages relate to each other. And not just packages. I'll talk about this just now. So I think what it implies here, yeah, is that today we have those package repositories, those app stores, and if you already know what you're looking for, you know this amazing software called VLC, so you look it up, you install it, and it works. But what if you're looking for a concept? So how to backup my data? If you don't have the name, I mean, this is very tribal knowledge. We, like, a lot of those programs are very, basically, based on the popularity. But what about the rest? I mean, what about those more exotic features, new fields or things we simply don't know? So we'd like to be able to discover more efficiently. There's something else as well. So do you know, have you ever heard of dot files? So those little configuration files that you put in your home folder to configure your text editor, your web browser, anything. So it's all a program. And typically those file configuration files are stored in what we call the dot files repository. A quick show of hands, how many people here have ever written some configuration file on a computer? Okay, it works. Yeah, I was a bit stressed about this because no one raised their hand would have been a big fail. So, I actually did try this query on GitHub and it returned some 130,000 dot file repository on GitHub. I think it's insane. I don't know what you think about it, but if I don't know if we say there's an average of 1,000 lines per repository, that's some millions of lines of code that are, used by individual people, but not really put to the common good out there to be reused and to be shared. Because essentially, dot files are very personal. They are not really general. They don't take this very general approach to distribute programs. So, I had this intuition that maybe we can start put an end to this craziness and start being a bit more general. And by this, I mean that essentially what a dot file is that it implements a particular workflow that you have. For instance, if you think of a backup, you maybe write this backup script that will call some SSH, VPN connection, whatever, and use rsync to transfer the data. And really, I think we can be more general than that. So if you have this framework for services, so just like system services, but maybe also user services, so the essentially, those little declarative snippets that tell you what you want to do. And once you've gotten that set up, you can really share it with everyone else. I mean, it becomes very trivial and much less personal. I'll give you an example. So, in using some X expressions, we could declare at the global level. So, for everyone, we could declare this backup service type. And then, program it so it takes different fields, host, a port for the server. And what would be very interesting here is that you get those two fields. Rsync plus VPN could be the way you want to do it. And this is where you can specialize. And this is where, very obviously, your own folders. So that's also where you specialize. But what's really cool about this is that the specialized part is only three lines. So you don't need a huge script or multiple scripts, actually, to bundle together to get your features running. We can be more generally distributed so that we save everyone work and time. So how do we do this? I think there's another talk happening later about systemd and homed. It's very similar. So we already have this this thing that's working. Or since we're in this room, why not GNU Geeks and GNU Shepherd? And what I find great about this is that you can install GNU Geeks with Shepherd on any system, or GNU Linux distribution. And it just works. So it's quite universal. Everyone can use it. So it's very easy to share. And what's also particularly interesting about Shepherd and Geeks is that they can be tied together in a way that when you declare a service in Shepherd, it will automatically drag the required dependencies. So with my previous